סברים, מרונו ורבונו ורבו ישי, בור יוחתו אדונם אלינו מלך ואילום, בוי ראי פרי הגופן. ברוכתו אדונם אלינו מלך ואילום, אשר ירישונו במצווי סוף, ורוצבונו ושבס קודשוי, ואברוצן ינחילונו, ויקורוינו מעשי וראשית, כי הוא יום תחילו למקרואי קודש, זכר ליציאת מצרים, כיוונו בחתו ואיפה נגדשתו מכל ועמים, ושבס קודשך ובאב ורוצן הנחלתנו, ברוך חתו אדונם מקדש השבת.
Helena.
Zucker, Helena.
Hier ist Solomon.
Hier ist Solomon.
Hauptmann Hein.
Weizmann.
Herbert Ludwig.
Herbert.
Lisa Bauchmann.
Judith Klein.
Klein.
Kavik Ignacy.
Paul Anbieter.
Nadel Rahel.
Stein.
Erika Truda.
Here, do you know who that man is?
I
don't know.
myself, and who shall I say they are from?
You can say they are from me.
I'll tell you what I mean by incorporating this. 2 days after the Lord bastard all Jews had to wear the star, the Jewish tailors are turning them out by the crows in a variety of fabrics as fleece for each.
Tell me about your salamander.
I have an excellent German of this thing. 1937.
French, a Bordeaux, Chateau Latour, 28, 29.
It's as if you have no idea what kind of law it is. Rubbish, the emblem of a writing club.
The Margot, 29. Burgundy, then, Romani Conti, 37.
It's human nature. We do this, we do that.
That's what they have done since thousands of years. It's what they do, they weather the storm.
But this storm is different. This is not the Romans. This storm is the S.S.
Martin?
Yes, sir.
Who is that man?
That's Oskar Schindler.
Thank you. Rabbi,
private property cannot be confiscated.
I do not know the answer.
Article 47.
No, you don't know when it's been. I'm familiar with the Hague Convention.
They come into our house and tell us we don't live there anymore. It now belongs to a certain SS officer.
Please, I only know what they tell me, and what they tell me changes from day to day.
Aren't you supposed to be able to help?
I'm familiar with it.
I mean, what if I just took this thing off? What are they going to do about it?
They will shoot you. And why don't you stop looking
for Isaac Stern? I'm looking for Isaac Stern. Are you Isaac Stern or not?
I am. Where can we talk?
There's a company you did the books for on Lipovitz Street. Made what? Bought some pants?
By law, I have to tell you, sir, I'm a Jew.
Well, I'm a German. So there we are. A good company, you think?
Modestly successful.
I know nothing about enamelware. Do you?
I was just the accountant.
Simple engineering, though, wouldn't you think? Change the machines around. Whatever you do, you can make other things, couldn't you? Field kits. Mess kits. Army contracts. Once the war ends, forget it. But for now, it's great. You can make a fortune, don't you think?
I think most people right now have other priorities.
Like what?
I'm sure you'll do just fine once you get the contracts. In fact, the worse things get, the better you'll do.
Oh, I can get the signatures I need. That's the easy part. Finding the money to buy the company. That's all.
You don't have any money.
Not that kind of money. You know anybody? Jews, yeah. Investors. You must have contacts in the Jewish business community working here.
What community? Jews can no longer own businesses. That's why this one's in receivership.
Ah, but they wouldn't own it. I'd own it. I pay them back in product. Pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
Something they can use. Something they can feel on their hands. They can trade it on the black market. Do whatever they want. Everybody's happy. If you want, you could run the company for me.
Let me understand. They'd put up all the money. I'd do all the work. What if you don't mind my asking, would you do?
I'd make sure it's known the company's in business. I'd see that it had a certain panache. That's what I'm good at. Not the work. Not the work. The presentation.
For sure, I don't know anybody who'll be interested in this.
Well, they should be. It's Eckstein. Tell them they should be.
Recognize this?
It's shoe polish.
In metal containers?
You asked for shoe polish.
In metal containers. This container. Is glass. It's not what I asked for.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
My client sold it to his client who sold it to the German army. Only by the time it got there, because of the freezing cold, it broke. All 10,000 units.
Oh, you. This is not my problem.
This is not his problem. This is not your problem.
This is not my problem.
All right. The German army wants to find out where it came from. I'm going to make sure they find out.
Now it's your problem.
You be quiet.
metal container.
Hello. Pardon me for interfering, but that's a nice shirt. Nice shirt. Do you know where I can find a nice shirt like that?
Like this?
It's illegal to buy or sell anything on the street. We don't do that. We're here to pray.
Do you have any idea how much a shirt like this costs?
Nice things cost money.
How many?
I'm going to need some other things too as things come up.
This won't be a problem.
From time to time.
Don't say. Odin's here.
I'm a policeman now. Could you believe it? I know it's hard to believe.
Oh, no, it's not hard to believe.
It's a good record, Polvek. The only record here. Look, maybe I could put in a good word for you, but not superior.
You're superior?
Come on. I'm not as bad as anyone says. will be worse than everyone says, but it's a lot of money. A lot of money.
Give me my housing assignment.
Oh, you look funny in that head, Goldberg. You look like a clown, you know.
He's a very important man. Just give him 2 minutes of your time, since when the time costs money. Just sit down and listen. Please, sir.
For each 1,000 you invest, I will repay you with 200 kilos of enamelware a month to begin in July and to continue for 1 year. After which time, we're even. That's it. Very simple.
Not good enough.
It's not good enough.
Not good enough.
Look where you're living. Look where you've been put.
Not good enough. A couple of months ago, you'll be right. Not anymore.
Money, still money.
No, it is not. That's why we're here. Trade goods, that's the only currency that'll be worth anything in the ghetto. Things have changed, my friend. Did I call this meeting? You told Mr. Stern you wanted to speak to me. I'm here. I made you a fair offer.
Fair would be a percentage on the company.
Forget the whole thing. Get out.
How do we know that you will do what you say?
Because I said I would. You want a contract? To be upheld by what court? I said what I'd do. That's our contract.
SS rate for Jewish skilled laborers is 7 marks a day. 5 for unskilled and women.
This is what you pay the Reich Economic Office. The Jews themselves receive nothing. Poles, you pay wages. Generally, they get a little more. Are you listening?
What is that about the SS? The rate? What?
The Jewish worker's salary. You pay it directly to the SS, not to the worker. He gets nothing.
But it's less. It's less than what they would pay a Pole.
It's less.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Poles cost more. Why should I hire Poles?
An enamelware factory over at the Polish Street. It's owned by Germans, but it's outside the ghetto. So you can barter for extra goods, for eggs, I don't know what you need. With the Polish workers, you can't get it here. Also, he's asking for 10 healthy women for the... Bring your sister, okay?
You need to convince him you have a trade, something valuable to the war effort.
Like what?
I'm a musician.
What is your dog?
Your name goes on the list?
I hear your name goes on the list and they put you on track.
No, that's not true. You're a musician?
Yeah.
I'd find a good hiding place if I were you.
I'm not going to hide like some animal. There are places to hide.
I'm a graduate of the University of Lvov. I used to work at the hydroelectric station in Rosno.
Now shine. I want to get the necessary papers because this card is not your memoir. You can stay in this mine all day, you'll still get one of these. They are no good. You'll have to leave the line now, then you'll get a blue card, a Blauschein, to say that you are an essential worker. I'll get these papers for you at Trinkevich Pharmacist. Just there, look.
Just who is here?
Polish. Enjoying the weather, Polish?
Enjoying the line?
Need some shoe polish?
The metal container,
right? Not essential. I think you misunderstand the meaning of the word.
No Blauschein. Stand over there. Move. Next.
Not essential. I teach history and literature.
swear it's confidential.
It's metal polisher. This is not right. Very good. He's 53 years old. It's too new. Thank you.
Crazy, you left it in your drawer. How many times have I told you? Your work certificate you keep in your pocket at all times. And you leave your office in your drawer. How many times have I told you?
I'm a metal polisher.
Take the round sheet of tin, dip it in soap emulsion. Then, place it centrally in the press. We'll take the soup pot. The soup pot. The soup pot.
Toss. This is all stay together.
I have 10 work permits here for the Deutsche Enamel Fabriken signed by Mr. Denker and myself.
If it's carbonized, clean it with a file. But don't touch both the electrodes at the same time. You'll get electrocuted. Here, have a try. Roll the metal under the press. And be very careful unless you want your fingers to become part of the teapot.
Patient?
I'm a writer. I play the flute.
But Moses is a skilled metal worker. He can make tin pots, he can make tanks, he can make whatever Mr. Schindler asks. He's highly skilled. Give him your card. Moses, give him your card.
Now, dip the basin with the tongs into the enamel solution. And after swiveling it around, carefully place it aside to drip dry.
Whatever he asks you, allow me just to represent you and stick for you. Don't say a word.
Filing, filling, keeping track of my appointments, shorthands, typing, obviously. How is your typing?
All right.
Please.
Teas are good. Coffee, pate, kielbasa sausage, cheeses, beluga caviar.
Yes.
And of course, who could live without German cigarettes? Getting as many as you can find. And some more fresh fruit. The real rarities, oranges, lemons, pineapples. I need several boxes of German cigars. The best. and dark unsweetened chocolate. Not in the shape of lady fingers. A chunk of chocolate. Big as my hand. You sample at wine tastings.
You're going to need lots of cognac. The best. Hennessy. Domperignon champagne.
Get Les Panons sardines. And, oh, try to find nylon stockings. It is my distinct pleasure to announce the fully operational status of Deutsche Emaille Fabrik, manufacturers of superior enamelware crockery, expressly designed and crafted for military use.
Utilizing only the most modern equipment, DEF's staff of highly skilled and experienced artisans and journeymen deliver a product of unparalleled quality, enabling me to proffer with absolute confidence and pride a full line of field and kitchenware unsurpassable in all respects by my competitors. See attached list and available colors. Anticipating the enclosed bids will meet with your approval, and looking forward to a long and mutually prosperous association, I extend to you in advance my sincerest gratitude and very best regards. Oscar Schindler.
Yeah, I need 700 rolls from here for next Thursday. 900, no, make it 10 for Wednesday. And all this stuff here goes to Madras's factory. Tuesday of next week.
I was fond of saying you need three things in life. A good doctor, a forgiving priest, and a clever accountant. The first two, I've never had much use for. But the third... Just pretend, for Christ's sake.
Is that all?
I'm trying to thank you. I'm saying I couldn't have done this without you. The usual thing would be to acknowledge my gratitude. It would also, by the way, be the courteous thing.
You're welcome.
Oscar, who is it?
She's so embarrassed. Look at her. You know something? You would like her.
Oscar, please.
What?
I don't have to like
you. You would, though.
Because you do. It doesn't work that way. You've done well here.
Be careful of the step, miss.
Mrs. Schindler-Marie.
It's not a charade, all this.
A charade? How could it be a charade?
The car, the apartment.
Wait a minute. Take a guess. How many people are on my payroll?
Oscar.
My father, at the height of his success, had 50. I've got 350. 350 workers on the factory floor with one purpose.
To make pots and pans?
To make money. For me.
about me?
Back home? Everybody. All the time.
I won't soon forget the name Schindler here. I can tell you that. Oskar Schindler, they'll say. Everybody remembers him. He did something extraordinary. He did something no one else did. He came here with nothing, a suitcase, and built a bankrupt company into a major manufacturer, and left with a steamer trunk, two steamer trunks full of money. All the riches of the world.
It's comforting to see that nothing's changed.
You're wrong, Emily. There's no way I could have known this before, but there was always something missing. In every business I tried, I can see now it wasn't me that failed. Something was missing. Even if I'd known what it was, there's nothing I could have done about it, because you can't create this thing. And it makes all the difference in the world between success and failure.
Luck.
War.
Promise me, Oscar, not a man or maitre d' will ever presume I'm anyone other than Mrs. Schindler. And I'll stay.
Bye, darling.
Marcel, in Peter's.
Try to read this, or I could eat my lunch while it's still hot. We're doing well.
Yes.
Better this month than last?
Yes.
Any reason to think next month will be worse?
The war could end.
What?
There's a machinist outside who'd like to thank you personally for giving him a job. Every day he comes, he's very grateful. It'll just take a minute.
Hello, Einstein.
I want to thank you, for giving me the opportunity to work.
You're welcome. I'm sure you're doing a great job.
VSS beat me up. They would have killed me. But I'm essential to the war effort. Thanks to you.
That's great.
I work hard for you.
I'm sure you do.
I'll continue to work hard for you.
That's great. Thanks.
God bless you, sir.
All right.
You're a good man. My life.
Yes, it does.
God bless him.
No.
God bless you.
Sorry, Herr Director, but you're running very late.
This is for the Obersturmbahn Führer, sir. And this is for his niece.
Greta, it's her birthday.
By the way, don't ever do that to me again.
Go. Go, drive. Don't bother.
Did you happen to notice that that man had one arm?
Did he?
What's his use?
Very useful.
Ah,
very useful. Success.
Jeder nimmt sich eine und dann wird die Straße gereinigt.
We'll be late for work.
You shouldn't think of them as yours, Oscar. You need to understand that some of the officers here don't give a damn about production. To them, it's a matter of national priority that Jews be made to shovel snow. It's got nothing to do with reality, Oscar. You know it, and I know it. Jews shoveling snow. It's got a ritual significance.
Come with me.
I am an essential worker.
Essential worker?
Yes.
I work for Oskar Schindler.
Essential worker for Oskar Schindler.
One-armed
Jew.
Yes.
Twice as useless.
I lost a day of production, Ralph.
I work for Oskar Schindler.
Danke, look at the snow. Look at the snow. Look at the snow.
I lost a worker. I expect to be compensated.
File a grievance with the economic office. It's your right.
Would it do any good?
Of course not. A big shot from the SS Budget and Construction Office came to lunch and he told us that to believe a Jewish skilled worker had a place in Reich economics was a treasonable idea.
A one-armed machinist, Oscar?
He was a metal press operator. Quite skilled.
Director.
I don't believe it. Stern, is that you?
No, it's Fondek. It's about Stern.
Leave your luggage on the platform. Clearly label it. Maiden name first, then your surname. Do not bring your baggage with you. It will follow you later. Leave your luggage on the platform. Clearly label it.
Stern!
He's on the list.
He is. Well, let's find him.
I'm sorry, you can't have him. He's on the list. If he were an essential worker, he would not be on the list.
I'm talking to a clerk. What is your name?
Sir, the list is correct.
I didn't ask you about the list. I asked you your name.
Klaus Tauber.
Tauber.
Hauptstadtführer, this gentleman thinks the mistake's been made.
My plant manager is somewhere on this train. If it leaves with him on it, it'll disrupt production and the armaments board will want to know why.
Is he on the list?
Yes, sir. It's a Stern.
Well, the list is correct, sir. There's nothing I can do.
What is your name?
My name?
My name is Kunda. Hauptschafführer Kunda.
K-U-N.
And what's yours?
Schindler. S-C-H-I-N-D-L-E-R. Gentlemen, thank you very much. I think I can guarantee you, you'll both be in southern Russia before the end of the month. Good day.
Stern! 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 Itard, Stern!
Stop! Stop! Help me! My apologies.
Stop the train!
I apologize.
Here! Stop the train!
Stop the train! Sahib, we shall there. Makes no difference to us, you understand? This one, that one. The inconvenience to the list. The paperwork.
I somehow left my work card at home. I tried to explain them. It was a mistake, but I'm sorry, it was stupid.
What if I got here 5 minutes later? Then where would I be?
I woke up from a dream this morning. I was broke and sharing a room with 12 people I didn't know. Only to discover I was broke and sharing a room with 12 people I didn't know.
You laugh at that?
I have to laugh.
You're living behind walls.
The walls I can deal with. The restrictions to my life I'm tired of.
But wolves keep them out. That's all I care about.
I like it here. There's a kind of, I don't know, ancestral squalor to it all.
You're a slave.
No one envies anymore.
I'm smart.
Oh, oh yeah, smart. No one envies. You're a real genius.
You had your chance.
Today I actually found time to organize a thought. I can't remember the last time I did this.
When's the last time we did this? When's the last time we stood around and talked?
No one ordered me onto a truck today. No one took my business away from me.
Don't really have a business to take.
There is never down from here. This is it. This is the bottom.
The ghetto is liberty.
This street divides the ghetto just about in half. Right side, ghetto A. Civil employees, industrial workers and so on. Left side, ghetto B. Surplus labor. The elderly and infirm, mostly. Which is where you will want to start, huh? Do you have any questions, sir?
Yeah, well, it's top down. I'm fucking freezing.
We expect a labor force of 25 to 30,000. Segregated, of course. The men in the barracks near the quarry, the women on the other side
my
of the wire.
My place is where?
Yes, sir.
Where?
Yes, a villa.
You call that a villa?
The synagogue, can you see it?
That's not a villa.
We're planning to turn it into the camp stables.
The house. What's that over there?
Kindergarten, 51. Then we have a dentist, shoemaker, practical physician.
There they are, sir. One of you is a very lucky girl. There is an opening for a job away from all this backbreaking work at my new villa. Which of you has a domestic experience? Yeah, on second thoughts, I don't really want someone else's maid. All those annoying habits I have to undo. I don't want to give you my call. What's your name?
Helen Hughes.
What?
Helen Hughes.
What? I can't hear.
Helen Hughes.
Hotel, you off. Fucking bitch engineer. You fucking bitch!
Herr Kommandant, the entire foundation has to be torn down and repoured. If not, there will be at least a subsidence at the southern end of the barracks. Subsidence and then collapse.
You are an engineer?
Yes. My name is Diana Heike. I'm a graduate of civil engineering from the University of Milan.
Oh, I'm educated too, like Karl Marx himself. Unterschaffierer.
Jawohl.
Shoot her.
Herr Kommandant, I'm only trying to do my job.
Yeah, I'm doing mine.
Sir, she's foreman of construction.
We're not going to have arguments with these people.
Then...
Oh, shoot her! Here, on my authority.
It will take more than that.
I'm sure you're right. Take it down, repour it, rebuild it, like she said.
We have more to see, but we have only one more hour of life.
Today is history. Today will be remembered. Years from now, the young will ask with wonder about this day. Today is history, and you are part of it. 600 years ago, and elsewhere they were putting the blame for the Black Death, Casimir the Great, so-called, told the Jews they could come to Krakow. They came. They trundled their belongings into the city. They settled. They took hold. They prospered. in business, science, education, the arts. They came here with nothing. Nothing. And they flourished. For 6 centuries, there has been a Jewish cracker. Think about that. By this evening, those 6 centuries are a rumor. They never happened. Today is history.
Getting out through the sewers.
I have to check if they're clear.
Mila, pack some things, nothing bigger than this.
I can't go in the sewers. I told you I won't go in the sewers.
You can go. Yes, you can.
I won't go in the sewers.
Your tank, you! sein.
Deine Köpfe!
Ich geh nicht auf wegen deiner verdammten
Leib!
Deine Scheißkarte!
Das zu mich sehen!
Was soll denn die Scheiße? Sag mal, bist du verrückt geworden? Mit diesem Scheißgewehr hättest du mich erschießen können, Mensch. Du hast so nah an mir vorbeigeschossen.
Entschuldigung, bitte.
Was heißt hier Entschuldigung? Du bist total verrückt geworden.
Ruhig bleiben. Ruhig bleiben.
That. Leaper.
Give me a moment. Let me drink your inside.
Can't join her? Join the line. Women!
Man to the left!
Man to the right. Women to the left! Women to the left, man to the right. Women to the left, men to the right.
The blow sign.
Oh, she doesn't matter anymore. They are cleaning out the ghetto.
There is not enough room for you.
What are you talking about? We tried it before. There is more than enough room.
I changed my mind.
Oh, look at the space in there. Now look at me. You are just scared.
I can fit the girl, but not you.
Mama, I can't get out.
Stay where you are. I'd rather you be here than who knows where.
Oh,
German Nazi.
Little Salutik.
I respectfully report I've been given orders to clear the vandals from the road, so there will be no obstructions to the thoroughfare.
Thomas, join the lines, little Polish picking soldier.
Mrs. Rather?
Yes. Oh, my friend of my son. Don't worry, I'll go quietly. I'll be no trouble.
No, get under the stairs. We'll be downstairs soon. We'll be safe there.
Sleep. Hide.
Sleep. Hide under the stairs.
I've searched the bully. There's no one here.
Hello, Adam.
Hello, Danka. Come with me. I will put you in the good line.
Do you know the saying, an hour of life is still life? You are not a boy anymore. I'm saying a blessing for you.
Bis Bach.
Nein, Mozart.
Mozart?
Ja.
Wollen wir heute noch schaffen?
Nee, ich hab
nicht. Ich hab nicht. I wish this fucking night were over.
Make coffee.
Make it yourself.
The SS will manage certain industries itself inside Quattro. A metalworks, brush factory, another for reprocessing Jewish clothing from the ghettos for use by bombed-out families back home. But it's private industry like yours that stands to benefit most by moving inside the way of Commandant Amon.
No. Sit. Julian, how are you? Good to see you, my friend. Oskar Schindler.
Leo Jorn.
Franz, good to see you.
Hello, Oskar. Glad you could join us.
My pleasure. Julius.
How are you?
Good.
You lost weight.
Only in the shoulders. Please, everybody, sit down. How are you doing? Oskar Schindler.
We started without you.
Fine. I miss anything good?
I was explaining to Herr Bosch and Herr Margaret some of the benefits of moving their factories into Quattro.
I meant the food.
Since your labor is housed on site, it's available to you at all times. You can work them all night if you want. Your factory policies, whatever they've been in the past, they continue to be. They'll be respected.
I have to know, where do you get a suit like that? What is that? Is that silk?
Of course.
Yeah, it has a nice sheen about it.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I'd say I'd get you one, but the man who made it's probably dead. I don't know. I go to work the other day. Nobody's there. Nobody tells me about this. I have to find out. I have to go in. Everybody's gone.
No. They're not gone. They're here.
They're mine! Every day that goes by, I'm losing money. Every worker that is shot costs me money. I have to find somebody else. I have to train them.
We're going to be making so much money that none of this is going to matter.
It's bad business. Thank you.
Leave the bottle. Lena, thank you. Shanna told me something else about you.
Yeah? What's that?
That you know the meaning of the word gratitude. That it's not some vague thing with you like it is with others. You want to stay where you are. You've got things going on the side. Things are good. You don't want anybody telling you what to do. I can understand all that, you know. I know you. What you want is your own sub-camp. Do you have any idea what's involved? The paperwork alone, and it's difficult to build a fucking thing, getting a fucking permit, it's enough to drive you crazy. Then the engineers show up, they stand around, they argue about drainage, foundations, codes, exact specifications, parallel fences, 4 kilometers long, 1,200 kilograms of barbed wire, 6,000 kilograms of electrified fences, ceramic insulators, 3 cubic meters of airspace for prison. I'm telling you, you want to shoot somebody. I've been through it, you know, I know.
Well, you know, you've been through it. You could make things easier for me. I'd be grateful.
Auf den Weg da!
There's Stan.
Goldberg and Mikhailovich, make sure I see my cut from the factory owners in this camp, leaving you to take care of my main account. the Schindler account. He wants his independence. I gave it to him. But independence costs money. This you understand. Look at me. Don't forget who you are working for now.
Thank you, Herr Direktor.
Prost, Herr Direktor.
What are you doing?
What? Scratching my head. Makes them think we have lice. Helps make them keep their distance.
Do you have lice?
You have your notebook. There's a calendar on my desk. It has the birthdays of our SS friends' wives and children. Don't forget to send something. Record payoffs to the main administration and economics office, the armaments
slowly,
board.
Stand, slowly.
The armaments board, the governor general's division of the interior and chief of police as fees. And make them on the first of each month. As opposed to individual payoffs to our SS contacts, the list is in the lower drawer at my desk. SS contacts list, lower drawer of my desk. Would you handle as cash contributions to legitimate charities sent, of course, through each official's office. Dealings with our black market contacts listed as suppliers in the legitimate ledger are
forget
more
it.
Complicated. What do you mean? Forget it. You
it
can't
gives me
forget
a headache.
It. You can't
it gives
forget
me a headache.
It.
I couldn't get you out of here.
You're all right.
Anyway, I'm here almost every week. Wednesdays, usually. I look in on you, see how you're doing. Here. Put these in your pocket. Come on.
Head director, don't let things fall apart. I work too hard. Thanks for it. Good luck.
What are you making?
Hinges, sir.
Yeah, I've got some workers coming in tomorrow. Where the hell are they from again?
Yugoslavia, Commandant.
I've got to make room. Make me a hinge.
Yes, sir.
You're doing well. very good. But I'm a bit confused, and perhaps you can help me. What I don't understand is that you've been working since, I think, what, about 6 this morning. Yet, such a small pile of hinges.
Check the angle lever. Maybe it's bent.
No. You wouldn't hear a click. It was the angle lever. It's the pin.
Maybe it's the pin. Maybe the pin shaft.
Come on.
What did I just say?
Yeah. Herr Kommandant, let me see. I beg to report that my heap of hinges was so unsatisfactory because the machines were being recalibrated this morning. I was put on to shoveling coal.
Lyshek, don't touch the leather. It's just been oiled. Got him pure.
Oh, for me? Oh, thank you very much, Herr Director. Thank you.
Herr Director! Herr Director! Herr Director!
It was making hinges slowly.
So the man can turn out the hinge in less than a minute. Why the long story?
Nobody knows who stole the chicken. Hmm?
Tell him about
it. A man walks around with a chicken and nobody notices this.
Save yourself. Tell him about the chicken.
Still, nobody knows.
This is you. You committed this crime.
No, sir.
But you know who, though.
Yes.
Who?
He's very gifted.
Yeah, sure. Bring him over.
So. Thank you.
Thank you again, Herr Director.
You're welcome again.
It's an honor to work for such a great company.
It's great to have you.
I promise to learn everything there is to know about enamelware production.
That's great.
There's a car here who wants to speak to the Herr Director.
Yes.
He wants you.
That no one dies here. They say your factory is a haven. They say you are good.
Who says that?
Everyone. My name is Regina Perlman, not Elsa Krause. I've been living in Krakow on false papers since the ghetto massacre. My parents are in Brasov. Their names are Hannah and Jakob Perlman. They are older people. They are killing older people now in Brasov. They bury them up in the forest. Look, I don't have any money. I borrowed these clothes. I'm begging you. Please. Please bring them here.
I don't do that. You've been misled. I ask one thing, whether or not a worker has certain skills. That's what I ask, and that's what I care about.
My father is an importer, not a metal worker.
Such activities are illegal.
You to get forced.
You will not interrupt me, Miss Clark. Try, and I will have you arrested. I swear to God. People die. It's a fact of life. He wants to kill everybody. Great. What am I supposed to do about it? Bring everybody over? Is that what you think? Send them over to Schindler. Send them all. His place is a haven, didn't you know? It's not a factory. It's not an enterprise of any kind. It's a haven for rabbis and orphans and people with no skills whatsoever. You think I don't know what you're doing? You're so quiet all the time. I know.
Are you losing money?
No, I'm not losing money. That's not the point.
That's not the point.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous to me. You have to understand, Gert is under enormous pressure. You have to think of it in his situation. He's got this whole place to run. He's responsible for everything that goes on here. All these people. He's got a lot of things to worry about. And he's got the war, which brings out the worst in people. Never the good, always the bad. Always the bad. But in normal circumstances, he wouldn't be like this. He'd be all right. There'd just be the good aspects of him, which... He's a wonderful crook. A man who loves good food, good wine, the ladies, making money.
Killing.
He can't enjoy it.
Vyevsky told me the other day somebody escaped from a work detail outside the wire. Gert lined up everybody from the missing command's barracks. He shot the man to the left of Vyevsky, the man to the right of him. He walked down the line shooting every other man with a pistol.
What do you want me to do about it?
Nothing. Let's just talk.
Perlman.
Perlman!
Husband and wife.
Jakob and Hannah Perlman!
Goldberg, bring them over.
Sure, this would be better than those rats, Alicia. Herr Director, I was just helping Alicia to find something to clean the stains from the Herr Commandant's bathtub. Cochran.
Pardon me, Herr Director.
You don't have to report to me, Helen. You know who I am?
I have heard, and you have been here before.
Yeah. Why don't you keep this someplace? Go on, take it.
I get extra food here.
Well, if you don't want me to trade it, I'll give it to Lisek. Why not build yourself up?
My first day here, he beat me because I threw out the bones from dinner. He came down to the basement at midnight and he asked me where they were. For his dogs, you understand. I said to him, I don't know how I say this. I never could say it now. I said to him, why are you beating me? He said, the reason I beat you now is because you ask why I beat you.
I know your sufferings, Helen.
It doesn't matter. I have accepted them.
Accepted them?
One day, he will shoot me.
No. He won't shoot you.
I know. I see things. We were on the roof on Monday, young Lysiak and I, and we saw the Herr Commandant come out of the front door and down the steps by the patio, right there below us, and there on the steps, he drew his gun and he shot a woman who was passing by. A woman carrying a bundle through the throat. Just a woman on her way somewhere. You know, she was no fatter or thinner or slower or faster than anyone else, and I couldn't guess what had she done. The more you see of the Herr Commandant, the more you see there is no set rules that you can live by. You can say to yourself, if I follow these rules, I will be safe.
He won't shoot you because he enjoys you too much. He enjoys you so much he won't even let you wear the star. He doesn't want anyone else to know it's a Jew he's enjoying. He shot the woman from the steps because she meant nothing to him. She was one of a series, neither offending or pleasing him. But you, Helen,
I
Peter.
Why do you drink that motor oil? I send you good stuff all the time. Your liver's going to explode like a hand grenade.
You know, I look at you. I watch you. You're never drunk. Yeah, that's real control. Control is power. That's power.
Is that why they fear us?
We have the fucking power to kill. That's why they fear us.
They fear us because we have the power to kill arbitrarily. A man commits a crime, he should know better. We have him killed and we feel pretty good about it. Or we kill him ourselves and we feel even better. That's not power, though. That's justice. It's different than power. Power is when we have every justification to kill. And we don't.
You think that's power?
That's what the Emperor said. A man stole something, he's brought in before the Emperor, he throws himself down on the ground, he begs for mercy. He knows he's going to die. And the Emperor pardons him. This worthless man, he lets him go.
I think you are drunk.
That's power, Amon. That is power. Amon, the good.
I pardon you.
What do they want?
I don't know, but they're in my office right now reviewing our books.
That's my accountant. Tell me, should I be alarmed that the auditors are reviewing my books?
Well,
or have you done your job properly?
You needn't be alarmed.
You needn't be alarmed. Ah!
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you know how much this sadness was? Do you know how much it costs? All right. Stan, what the hell are you doing following me around? On the jump. Let's tell her not to do it again.
I have to report, sir. I've been unable to remove the stains from the bathtub.
What are you using, Lyshuk?
Soap, Commandant.
Soap? Not lye. Go ahead, go and leave. Leave, I pardon you.
Although I am not a rabbi, in these circumstances, I pray to the Almighty that you will forgive me if I intone the blessings. Baruch atah Hashem Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher tzivuni al ha'arayos ve'usor lanu et ha'arusos ve'hisir luni et ha'nesuos luni al yedei chippe ve'kidishin.
Że jest okrutna i zła, miłość ci przy...
So, this is where you come to hide from me. Came to tell you that you really are a wonderful cook and a well-trained servant. I mean it. If you need a reference after the war, I'd be happy to give you one. It must get lonely down here, you know, listening to everyone upstairs having such a good time. Does it? You can answer. But what's the right answer? That's what you're thinking. What does he want to hear? The truth, Helen, is always the right answer. Yes, you're right. Sometimes we're both lonely. Yes. I mean, I would like so much to reach out and touch you in your loneliness. What would that be like, I wonder? I mean, what would be wrong with that? And I realize that you're not a person in the strictest sense of the word, but... I mean, well, maybe you're right about that, too. You know, maybe what's wrong isn't... It's not us. It's not this. I mean, when we compare you to vermin, to rodents, to lice, you make a good point. That's a very good point. Is this the face of a rat? Are these the eyes of a rat? Hath not a Jew eyes? I feel for you, Helen. Jewish bitch. You nearly talked me into it, didn't you?
I wish for you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Well, well, Mr. Please, thank you very much. What a lovely cake. From me.
To ostatnia niedziela, dzisiaj się rozstaniemy.
The trains arrived and the people were driven out with clubs. They were lined up in front of two big warehouses. One was marked cloakroom and the other valuables. And there they were made to undress. A Jewish boy handed them pieces of string to tie their shoes together. They shaved their hair. They told them it was needed to make something special for U-boat crews. And then they were headed down a big corridor to bunkers with Stars of David on the doors and signs that said bath and inhalation room. The SS gave them soap. He told them to breathe all the time because it's good for disinfecting. And then they gassed them. Smila, why soaps? So that they would agree to go in, I think.
Come on, Mila, stop it. Your bedtime stories are scaring everyone.
Yeah. Believe it. You know, it's ridiculous.
I don't believe it either.
I cannot believe it.
I didn't say I believed it. I said I heard it.
From whom?
From somebody who heard it from someone who was there.
You know,
If they were there, they would have been gassed.
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. We're their workforce. What sense does it make to kill your own workforce? To go to all this trouble of assembling a workforce only to...
No, it can't be true. We are very, very important for them.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sweet dreams.
Attention, attention. Everyone who is alive, come to the upper class. Attention, attention.
We have to go to the upper class.
The
listeners are here.
Come to the upper class.
The election.
Attention, attention. Everyone who is alive, come to the upper class.
Das heißt, wir müssen ein System entwickeln.
You could afford to lose some weight, Amon. And you've got to cut down on the cognac.
Moni, what's going on?
It's another semi-annual physical.
Damn.
Oh, I've got another shipment coming in.
What are they this time?
Hungarian.
Yeah, Hungarian.
They've got to separate the sick from the healthy. To make room.
Look alive, Rebecca.
That's my mechanic. Whose bright idea was it to go through with him?
Nieś ramiona, obróć się.
No. Wait, go away. You can work. Come here. Look. Separate the sick from the healthy. Those who can work and those who can't. She can work. You can work. You can come.
Yes,
must beg on.
Go back to the barracks.
And return to the barracks.
Go back to the barracks.
Hiding, I'm telling you, they are hiding and then handcuffed.
Zorg in die Barack! Zorg in die Barack! Zorg in die
Gentlemen.
Why didn't you call me?
No, I tried to call you. Yeah, please, move.
Oh, quite a picnic, huh?
I'm Madrid. Running a little late, you know. It's taking longer than I thought. Yeah, a drink?
Oh, something called Bola. Oh, another gift today. Say we get your fire hoses out here and hose down the cars. Thank you. Indulge me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I'll bring the fire hoses.
Where's the fire?
It's really cruel, Oscar. You're giving them hope. You shouldn't do that. That's cruel.
Come on. Try and reach the fire end. The gun. I've got some 200 meter horses back in the Malia.
I have 20 meters at home in my garden.
We can reach the cars at the end.
Leah!
Yeah, sure.
Don't forget the roof. On the roof, on the other side.
Doctor, every time the train stops, you open the doors, you give them water, yeah?
Jawohl.
Yeah. This car! This car! Saying you'll regret it, but you might. You should be aware of that.
We will have to risk regret.
All right, sure. It's a nice day. I'll go for a drive with you. Settlement Act. Though I doubt anyone can point out the actual provision to me. I kissed a Jewish girl.
Did your break fall off?
He likes women. He likes good-looking women. He sees a beautiful woman, he doesn't think.
He has so many women. They love him. Yeah, they love him. I mean, he's married. Yeah, but he...
All right, no. She was Jewish. She shouldn't have done it, but... You didn't see this girl. I saw this girl, and this girl was woof. She was very good looking. They cast a spell on you, you know, the Jews. When you work closely with them, like I do, you see this. They have this power. It's like a virus. Some of my men are infected with this virus. They should be pitied, not punished. They should receive treatment, because this is as real as typhus. I see this all the time. It's a matter of money. Hmm?
You're offering me a bribe?
A bribe? No. No, please. It's a gratuity.
Editor! Oh.
Sit down.
We give your Jewish girls at 5 marks a day, Oscar. You should kiss us. Not them. God forbid you ever get a real taste for Jewish skirt. There's no future in it. They don't have a future. Let's not just...